today on the way into the station, Stacy and I, she picked me up to bring me to work because I'm having car problems. They're going to get fixed. That's nor here nor there. We stopped to get some food. And one of the things I really wanted while we were ordering was a muffin.
Yes.
And a specific muffin at that.
Which, that's, you choose the one you want.
Exactly. Cranberry orange. Love that muffin. Tasty. So we get the bag full of stuff. Might I add, they did forget something, and Stacy had to come back around to the drive-thru and be like, "Hey, excuse me, you forgot something. Yeah. Can we get it?" Like, okay. We get to the station, and I'm excited to open this muffin to eat.
Your dessert. Your breakfast dessert.
Yeah. And it's not the muffin I asked for.
It
completely different muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it might sound like I'm being overdramatic, but I was looking forward to that muffin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I paid good money for that muffin.
Yes.
I didn't want chocolate chip. If I wanted chocolate chip, I would have asked for chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I being...
See, the thing is, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
I get that. But when it comes to specific preferences that you have chosen and you get the opposite,
yeah,
that's when it's frustrating because it's like, maybe you, like, I'm sorry, but I would definitely eat a chocolate chip muffin.
Oh, you can have it.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's here for you. And I know someone's sitting there being like, well, why didn't you check the bag before you left? I shouldn't have to. You should do your job. Like, just as much as everyone expects me to come to work every day and do my job to the best of my ability, I expect everyone else, wherever I go to buy or whatever, to do their job as well, too.
That is true.
It's frustrating, man. I'm sounding overdramatic.
Hey, it's Jay. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. Listen, hey, you know what you should do with that muffin issue? You should phone them up and say, look, you gave me the wrong one, and I'll guarantee you the next time you go through, you'll be on a list to get another one right for nothing.
Are you serious?
Really?
Absolutely. I had a coffee cup from I won't say where. It was leaking a bunch of days in a row, and I phoned them back, complained about it, and they gave me a coupon for 2 free breakfast meals.
Wow.
Okay.
That's some real good customer service right there.
Well, the thing is, restaurants or wherever it is, Tim's or whatever it might have been, they like to know about these things because otherwise they'll never know. And the customer's just interested. You know what? That doesn't do them any good.
That's true. That's true.
You're exactly, 100% right. I couldn't agree more with you.
But hey, you know, I'm with Stacy, and Stacy likes to save money on gas, so she wouldn't go bad.
Sad news. Drumheller went ahead and decided to try and break that record set by Big Murs over in Dundurn with the inflatable dinosaur costumes. We had a Guinness World Record of 1,163 inflatable dinosaurs all in one spot.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And then Drumheller finally clicked in. They're like, hey, wait a minute. We're all the dinosaurs used to live. We should try it. They set the world record with 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Significant. They didn't pull one of those, let's just get 12 or 1300.
Yeah.
They went for it.
Like, that's smashing out the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to that thing. Like, why can't you let smaller towns, smaller communities have something? You're known for dinosaurs, right?
They should have been on this years ago. It's their own fault for missing out.
Exactly.
Do better, Drumheller.
And you crush Dundurn for no reason just because you can.
And what was interesting is in the article that I read, they made reference how the previous record was 252 people set in Los Angeles in 2019. I was like, excuse me. You missed the Dundurn one, guys.
What a slap in the face. The level of disrespect.
I learned a new phrase yesterday that I think fits quite well for my lifestyle. Again, I go to bed way too late every single day.
Okay.
It's the thing. I know I can go to bed a lot earlier, but I don't. And I learned about revenge bedtime procrastination.
That's a mouthful.
Apparently, it's a thing. A phenomenon.
In which, sweep in the nation.
Whoa! Where people don't have much control over their daytime life, refuse to sleep early in order to regain a sense of freedom during the late night hours.
So you're just self-harming.
Totally. But out of like, yes, I deserve this because I had a, you know, toddler's feel. Well, is she a toddler? She's 5 now. You spend so much time with them during the day, especially for me, because I have the time in the afternoon. We're doing stuff. There's no downtime. And then once I do have downtime, I should be prioritizing sleep. and going and getting a nice restful sleep to keep my mental health in check. But what I do instead is like, well, now I've got all this free time. I'm going to play a couple games and watch a couple shows. Maybe I'll do a little laundry. And you start doing all this stuff because now it's my time.
Wow.
It's revenge bedtime procrastination.
So any way of getting out of that and becoming a normal human being again, or you're just stuck like this?
Make better choices, Stacey. That's that easy. We posted a picture yesterday. It was Smile Cookie Day.
It was Smile Cookie Week.
Apologies. Yeah. Smile Cookie Week. And we have a staff member here who brings her dog in. Yeah. Most when she's in here, like sometimes she works from home, but when she comes into the office, she brings her dog, Naya. And Naya was in the picture staring at you because guess what? You're her new best friend because you feed her little nibbles all the time.
Listen, I see a dog, I got to feed the dog. I see a horse, I got to feed the horse.
Okay. Oh, they're going to say ride the horse. Anyway, the amount of people that were just obsessed wanting to know who this dog was, why she was there, what's her name, what kind of dog is she, it brings me to the subject of like office pets. And if you have one, because all of a sudden, Naya just started showing up. And she's a very quiet dog, too. So sometimes you forget she's here and then you're just like, oh, dog.
You find it weird, though, still. A little bit.
I love it. I love that she's here, but it is strange to me for people to bring pets into the office. Like I like it, and I'm asking like why isn't it more common? And I want to know if you have a pet in your office that someone just brings there.
Yeah, I think the prerequisite to having a pet in the office is that pet quiet. Mm-hmm. Right? There's nothing worse than having a pet who's always going to be loud and just causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
If your pet is like Naya, which half the time ain't nobody knows she's here.
Exactly. She makes no noise.
None. Unless someone steps on her tail, which has happened a few times.
Multiple
in this office.
Times.
And it's because she's so damn quiet. You don't know where she is. She just pops up. She's like,
so, my tail.
There's that.
What's your take on pets in the workplace?
It's a good idea. I took my dog to work once at City Transit.
Okay.
I'm sorry, City Transit?
Yeah, like, I was working there way back in the late 80s and 90s.
Like on the bus?
No, I didn't have to. I wasn't a driver. I was maintenance.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I could take him in the building and she followed me around and it was okay. I was also on the mechanical end of it as far as doing the bus checkovers for...
I was going to say, isn't that a bit of a safety hazard having a dog running around a shop like that?
Yeah, well, it would be if it was a big one, but she was a Springer Spaniel, so she just sat where I was and took it easy. We couldn't leave her at home because she didn't keep the boarders in the basement awake all night howling.
Oh, okay, so it was a necessity.
We had hamsters, too, for a while, and I was going to take them to work, but the wife said, no, don't do that. Get loose.
Good call for listening to your wife.
Yeah.
Every once in a while in life, some people will share a name with a celebrity, a politician, sports figure, what have you.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how frustrating that would be. Whenever I think of this situation, I think of the movie Office Space.
Michael Bolton?
That's me.
Wow, is that your real name?
Yeah.
So are you related to that singer guy?
No, it's just a coincidence.
And that's constantly having to deal with those questions where someone's like, and maybe someone is serious, like, oh my God, are you? Or most of the time it's like, hey, Michael, and they're probably just like, you know what? I've heard it all. Don't mention anything. Let's just continue on with this meeting, shall we?
100%.
There's a guy in Ohio. He's like, what was his official job title here? It was very fancy. The director of government capacity at PopVox Foundation. His name is Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And he said, you know, when it first happened, it was when he found out about her. He was 15 years old. He had just moved to Ohio, had a Justin Bieber haircut, and was the new kid in school. So everyone was like, Taylor Swift. And he was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So now that he's in like a very professional setting, doing advocacy for like equal wages for people and stuff like that, he says it almost benefits him in a way because people remember his, I shouldn't say goofy name, but they remember him because of his name.
Yeah.
And then they remember what he's doing. So he's kind of taking it like a positive.
I wonder if he ever uses the, like, to get a better table at a restaurant. Like, hi,
yes.
I'm calling to book a reservation for Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor Swift? Yes, Taylor Swift will be there.
Yes.
You know? Like, if you have a name that's like that, you got to take advantage of it, don't you?
But then you'd think the hotel or the restaurant would be like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. Or if he does show up and they'd be like, well, where's Taylor Swift? He's like, I'm right here. That's great.
This is one of those situations where, you know, when if you're going to do something bad, don't put yourself in a situation to where someone's going to be able to find out that you did something bad.
Oh, obviously.
Right? Don't snitch on yourself. There's this UK couple who noticed that their clothes, some of their clothes and jewelry had gone missing. And they're like, yo, what the heck? Like, did we have a robbery or something? Mm-hmm. Turns out the culprit was their nanny.
Oh, okay.
Ask me how they found out the nanny was the culprit.
Nanny cam.
No.
Oh. Damn, I thought it was
even
right.
Even worse. This nanny had the audacity to post on social media of her in the clothes that she stole with the jewelry that she stole. Like, how? Like, what is going on here?
Okay.
It's rule number one of being a criminal, okay? You don't snitch on yourself.
Well, in the day and age where we are, too, with social media, did she not think that the people she worked for would ever, like, look her up at all?
Like
if I was hiring a nanny, first thing I would do is look her up on social media instantly.
Exactly.
And then if my stuff was going missing, maybe I would check it out. I would not expect to see her wearing the clothes and jewelry that she stole. That's ridiculous.
It's so insane. Like, you don't, like, why would you put yourself in that position? Yes, we all know stealing is bad. You shouldn't steal. But at the end of the day, if you're going to steal, for whatever reason, you don't put it out to the universe. You don't broadcast it. Like, hey, look at me. Look at me. Look at this new thing I had. And at the same time, like, people were like, yo, that's pretty fancy of a dress and jewelry you got there.
For a
nanny.
Nanny's position. They probably don't get paid a ton.
According to this this expert, he says, forget 10,000 steps. Take that, throw it out your mind.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That is not the thing you need to worry on. The number you need to worry about is 30. 30 minutes. He says
30 steps? Yes. I'm so good.
You're not look that easy. He says 30 minutes of moderate activity is good for you.
Yep.
That's what you need to do to help burn some daily calories, not the whole entire 10,000 steps. If you don't hit that, don't worry about it. As long as you have 30 minutes of that moderate exercise activity, you'll be good.
And that's nice to know, because so many times people think that they need to, like, when it comes to fitness, right?
Yeah.
They have to, like, join a gym and start powerlifting and stuff like that. It does really just come down to moving your body.
Yeah, moving your body, going for walks, you know, just do, make sure you're active, right?
Mm-hmm.
He also goes on to say that the maximum time you should be sitting, like...
Don't tell me this.
We are not good. It's 30 minutes. That's why you see me stand up so much.
You do stand up a lot.
Throughout the show, I'm always standing up. I don't want to be, you know, what is the word? Sedentary. Okay, whatever.
Can I just say, too, that looking at my steps on my phone,
yeah,
I don't go past 3,500 at all.
How? You have a toddler.
I know.
How is that possible?
I don't chase her constantly. She also likes to sit, okay?
She's learning from her mother.
Yeah. I know we talked about a story last week about one of those crazy lost cat coming back after 5 years.
Yep.
Whatever. This one might take the cake. It's another cat came back story. Somebody's cat went missing. It was an indoor cat, very shy. And then they just couldn't find it. They didn't know where it was. And so they assumed it had gotten out. No, what ended up happening is that the poor little cat went and jumped in a box of shoes being returned to Amazon, and the owners closed it, taped it up, off it goes.
No. That's, how is that even possible?
I don't know.
How, like, do you...
Shoes weigh you're returning, I think it was 2 pairs of shoes in a box. A cat has to weigh at least 8 to 10 pounds.
Forget the weight. The fact that a cat is in a box and you have to close the box. So how did you not realize that the cat was inside the box?
And then also, too, just the lifting of the box. A live animal in a box feels like a live animal in a box.
Did you not hear him?
Apparently not. They got a message because the microchip had been scanned by a veterinarian. Get this, 1,000 kilometers away.
Yo, and then here's the crazier part. That box had to went through many, many people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point did no one hear that cat or be like, hey, this box is moving.
She was in there for 6 days. No food,
six
no water.
6 days?
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Imagine opening that box and getting a cat jump out and just be like, oh my God, I'm free.
I just, when I hear things like this, I just, some people, they're either just idiots or just absolutely oblivious to obvious things. There's no way Izzy could jump in a box and I not know.
I know.
Absolutely not.
I know.
When was the last time you did something for yourself? just to like you know what? I've earned this.
Treat myself?
Treat yourself.
I got a pedicure. Sorry.
Are we in the everyday? You never treat yourself?
I got a pedicure a couple weeks ago.
Okay, and that felt good, right?
It felt amazing.
You'd be like, you know what? I've earned this. Mm-hmm. And I've recently treated myself over the weekend. Finally pulled the trigger on buying a new Xbox. And then at the same time, bought myself a case of beer. And I was like, you know what? I deserve this. And then so this weekend, my plan is to just vibe out with my new Xbox. Mm-hmm. Drink some more beers and just have a good time.
That's fantastic.
Right? Look, this is just a friendly reminder that you work hard.
Yeah.
You work hard day in and day out. You have to deal with people's crap and people's nonsense. Like, treat yourself. I know, pay your rent. All right? Pay your rent. You need a roof over your head. Pay your mortgage. You
bills, electricity, that sort of thing.
Pay that. But, you know, just if you can squeak it in somehow, maybe it's like, you know, you spend $20 on, I don't know, getting a pizza or something. You're like, you know what? I've worked hard. Let me have a pizza or whatever. Just
it's such a slippery slope, though, because I've seen a few memes where people are like, you know what? This treat culture, like, I'm going to get myself a little treat. It gets out of hand because all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I had a hard day at work today. I need a little treat. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. I need a little treat.
Everything in moderation.
Right,
okay.
Right.
This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.